To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Back to keep us company this week on the Superstar Power Hour for the week of 4th of July, Miss ACMNC award winning Ella Langley. How you been?
Hi, I'm good. I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah?
Could use 7 naps in a row, but other than that, I'm doing wonderful.
I know. I am with you on that. How are your sweet baby puppy dogs, Crew and B? Are they out with you?
Come here, boy. Come here. Here he is.
So Crew comes on the road. I love this little bus dog.
And B, mother dog. So I have a nonprofit. I work with a nonprofit called Positive Pets Paradise. And the lady, that her name's Lauren Masunas, and she watches B. I met her through just needing somewhere for my second dog to go. And I just didn't want it to be someone random or, you know, different places constantly. I wanted consistency in her life. So it kind of started out that way. But then I was like, where are all these dogs that you have here? And she said, oh, they need to be adopted. So I ended up getting a few adopted. And yeah, it's been an incredible thing we've been doing for the last year.
That's fun. That's got to be like a very feel good thing to be able to give back, because I know how much you care about animals. So it's very special.
Oh, yeah. Are we boring you?
It looks a little bit bored, right? Well, I want to tell you congratulations. I was so excited to see just like how quickly the success of Weren't for the Wind happened and this now coming back to the chart. I feel like first number one, it's always a little bit stressful coming back with the second single, but this has all happened for you really quickly with this song. So I feel like that's got to feel really good.
Well, especially with What You Look Like You Love Me did. I mean, out of the gate, that's a pretty big mountain to try to climb back up again. But the fans, man, like, everyone has really attached themselves to this song, and it's just so cool. I have one of the girls, I wrote it with two other people, Johnny Clausen and then Joy Beth Taylor. She's out with me right now. And she's from Alabama, but we met in Nashville right when I moved to town, and we've written so many songs together, and she's just always in my rights. Most of you look through the credits on all the records, she's probably in almost every single one of the songs. And so this is our first one to radio together too. And it's just so exciting.
Very special. I was cracking up earlier this week. You shared that video of the little girl singing, "You look like you love." Oh my God, I died. And I was thinking about how it's got to be so funny for you night after night singing like little girls or little boys singing this like very risque song in the crowd.
Yeah. I've seen a couple variations like "I'm tired and I'm ready to sleep" or something, you know. Oh. But most of the time they just rip the actual lyrics. And I think it's hilarious. And I kind of relate in the way where my favorite song when I was a kid around that girl's age was Mama Tried. And there's this part that goes, "Got run over by a damned old train." And I would always get to say that was like my one way I could cuss as a kid, you know? But, and so I kind of, maybe it's their song that they get to say what they want to in one song, you know?
Yeah, that's so funny. And with that song being your first number one, I always like to ask this because I know, you know, for the longest time as an artist, you are kind of a starving artist living like barely paycheck to paycheck. You get your first number one song, it's like the first time you can like take a little bit of a breather. Did you mark that with like a special first number one purchase, or did you treat yourself something small, something big after that?
It went number one around December. So no, I think I treated myself to maybe like a couple weeks off. And then right back at it. I think I have got a couple of things. I've splurged a little bit. I actually just got my first house in Alabama.
You did? Congratulations. So, that's
close.
Huge.
Getting there. I'm close. We haven't been close yet, but it's just, you know, exciting to see, you know, so many years you spend not making anything and then everything, putting it right back into what you're doing here. And so to be able to kind of enjoy the fruits of your labor and for the first time is love it. It's so cool.
Has it been stressful going through the process of buying a house? I just did it in November, but mine wasn't bad.
I've honestly been having a blast. I have great business management. They just get all the calls of yes or no, or this is what I want to do. And they figure out all the little logistics. So very thankful for them.
For sure. What do you love about this house that you're buying?
It has a horse barn on it. It's on the lake. I'm not going to say which one, but it is on a lake in Alabama. And it has this horse barn. It has such a special piece of property and it's close to my parents. And I think I'll always have to live in Tennessee and to some extent in my life, but being from Alabama, it's so close. It's under 4 hours to get there. And I don't know. It just brings me back to who I am at the root of me every time I go back there. And, you know, when it comes to writing songs and being in that state of mind, I think it's important to have a place like that.
No, for sure. I was talking to Blake Shelton about how, like, when Austin went number one, he bought a little piece of land for himself. And like, I think anybody will tell you, having a place that you can go like that and just like get away, that's going to become a sanctuary for you.
Yeah. Blake Shelton definitely has a couple more number ones under his belt to be able to purchase things like a piece of land for his congratulations. I'm still in the phase of I'm trying to get a bus, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I know.
I want a 6th band member really bad on stage right now. So that's how I treat myself these days.
I love that. Speaking of the band, I know that you're on the tour right now with Riley. You mentioned that, but then you're also playing a bunch of dates this summer with Morgan, which I know like you've got to be so excited about that. What are you guys looking forward to about those big dates?
Man, we're just such big fans of him and his band. His band has been really awesome to us, and they're especially to my band. You know, they all talk, and you know they see videos of my. We were just talking about how some of his band members were reaching out to some of mine and be like, "Man, we've seen videos of y'all. Y'all are crushing it. We're so excited to have y'all out on the road." And I love that. I love how when putting on a show, it's not just you're singing down a set list of songs. Like it's a show. It's entertaining. It's, you know, a whole thing. It's a whole production. So I always love to see what he does out there with that.
Yeah,
I mean, also playing stadiums. Playing stadiums is such a step up from any other stage ever. It's just different, you know, and you think if you could play an arena, then the stadium feels sitting down. It's different. It's so different.
Are you feeling nervous about that? I mean, I know you got to play the stadium at CMA Fest. So you've like gotten to do a little bit of that, but this is.
Well, I was on tour with Morgan last year too. We did.
Okay, I forgot about this. You're right.
7 or 8 shows. I can't remember. Somewhere in there. It's all a blur. We played so many shows last year.
I know you did. You did.
And so we got some stadiums under our belt with that, but now we're, you know, further up on the bill and closer to the headliner. And so a little more full in there when hopefully when we step on stage, and it's just different, you know, so taking each step up the ladder.
I think it's going to be very full by the time you get in there. You just wait. I was curious, do you guys with the band, I know you guys are all very close. So they're like all the guys are like always in your videos and stuff, but do you guys have any pre-show rituals that you do like before you go on stage? Is there a prayer? Is there a shot? Like, what do you guys do every night?
We've been doing very consistently peppermint oil.
Really?
And yeah, and we just put a little bit in the palm of our hand, rub it together, and kind of talk about our intentions on the show and what we want the show to be for us, for them, for the crowd, you know, what just all the good vibes that you could possibly think of for walking out there, and then rubbing your hands together and then taking 3 massive breaths in. We also do something sometimes called loose body dancing. Just put on some great tunes and like just loosen your body up.
I love this. What is peppermint oil supposed to be good for?
I don't know. I mean, there's probably a million different ways that peppermint oil is good for you. But personally, when we do it, it's just like, you know, just opens everything up. And it's kind of like, woo, like a little bit of an adrenaline rush almost. You know, like it's kind of how like it's smelling salts before they go out and play sports or whatever. You know, it's kind of a similar thing to that, but probably not as intense. It's just a little more natural. You don't get it in your eyes though. If you do it, it's like it stays on your hands. And we've all done it where we before the show, and then we're all like in the show, like our eyes are watering because there's so much peppermint oil in our eyes.
I'm dying. I love that you've got this like really beautiful, holistic, spiritual thing that you do. I talked to Corey Kent earlier this week and I was asking him about this, and he's like, we play taser roulette. They literally go out and they spin a taser, and then whoever it lands on gets tased before they go on stage. I was like, what?
It gets boring out here, believe it or not. It really does. You have nothing to do all day. And so at some point, it's like, yeah, I mean, that kind of sounds fun to me. We also take a shot. Don't worry. We have our fun. We had this thing for a while called the drinking horn. Do we have the drinking horn in here? I had a dream last night that the drinking horn broke, and I don't know what that means.
So right. Like, probably, what does that symbolize?
Something you can look up on Google.
Right. ChatGPT will tell you.
Yeah, I need to get that. My little brother was talking to me about it. So this is funny. This is the drinking horn.
Oh my God.
And I got it in Arkansas. And it was like some witchy store. I went in and was like looking for stones and different things. And I asked the guy, I was like, does this thing actually work? Because in my mind, like it was like, you know, one of those like horn things. And he was like, yeah, you just pour the drink in it and drink out of it. And I was like, oh. And so for the rest of the tour, the whole hungover tour, I've made us all take shots out of this before stage and on stage.
I love it.
Because why not?
That's incredible. Like a little horn beer bong. That's amazing. We've got you on the show the week of the 4th of July. And I was looking at your tour schedule and I was like, oh my God, you're off. It looks like for the 4th of July, right? Are you excited for this? What do you planned?
I'm actually going on vacation. I haven't been on vacation in so long. And I'm so excited. I'm going with my little sister and some friends from back home, and my stylist is coming. We're going to Hawaii and we're just going to have a blast.
Oh my gosh. Wait, are you going to Maui for the songwriter thing? Mm-hmm. Is that what I heard? Oh no. I thought I had heard that maybe you were doing something that I did something with the Maui Songwriter Festival earlier this year. And I thought that maybe that. Oh, you have. Okay. Got it.
I have before I gone to that. Yeah. And I'm probably will go in the future. It's such a beautiful trip. It's so cool.
Hawaii is amazing, though. Like, you guys are going
to
have...
My first time getting to go the Songwriter Festival, and Yvonne is just, like,
she's
an incredible human being. She's so incredible. Now, my little sister, she's 8 years younger than me, and when I graduated high school, she was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I've been here for 8 more years. And I don't know why. I was just like, you know what, Katie, if I make it in music... At the time you graduate enough where I can afford for us to go, I'll take you to Hawaii. I don't know why I said Hawaii. No, she literally painted a Hawaiian flower on her parking spot. So she has taken it very seriously. And I don't know why. I just like it kind of pushed me a little bit the whole time, you know, because I started playing shows right out of high school. I played some weddings and stuff in high school, but I really started to play shows right out of high school. And it's just cool to see like in 8 years what has happened. From literally walking into bars with a tip jar and a guitar. It's like, please, hey, please. And actually like getting to the point where like, oh, wow, surprise for your graduation. I'm taking you to Hawaii. It's actually happening.
Right. That's a really special thing. I mean, when you think about like even just this, what's happened to you in the last like year and a half has been crazy. Being able to take your sister to Hawaii now, buying a house, like you should be very proud of yourself.
It's really cool. It's cool to see what happens. What can happen, you know?
Yeah, for sure. After Weren't for the Wind, are we getting another single off of Still Hungover, or is there new stuff in the works? I heard that there may be a little bit of both.
I think there might be a little bit of both. I worked so hard on that record, and my team worked so hard on that record, and songs, you know, there's so many special songs on that one. And my next record's not going to be out until 2026. You know, I feel like people move on from their records so fast. You know, they're like, here's a whole record of 20 something songs, and then we're going to give you one single off of it and then move on to the next record. And I think there's something to be said and like taking your time with making the record and putting all those pieces in place where it can last a long time, you know, last in a way where fans can keep digging into it and finding new songs that they love and finding new little pieces about the record that's different. And I would love to try for another single off of Hungover, but there is new music coming out because I'm not going to go a year and a half without putting anything out. But it's going to be kind of a separate little thing. I think I'm really just trying to do what feels right to me. You know, I'm not really paying attention to what other artists have done or also doing that, but still keeping my blinders up in the way where it's like, this is my art. This is how I want to put it out. This is and the way that I think is would be best for my artistry. And that's what's so cool about the team that I have is everyone really does. They see the vision with me and they believe in it and execute it.
That's awesome. I think that's so special too. I'm so glad you're doing that. Cause like, there's so many people who put out a great album. And I'm like, wait, you got like half of a single off of that and you're on to the next one. Yeah. And it's like you said, there's so many good songs on here. Like I was like, I rock out to Blame It on the Bar all the time. And I don't know if it'd ever be a single, but you gotta be tough if you're gonna be dumb is just like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. Well, that was my goal of this record. Like, I didn't, I wanted to, if I wanted to, I could have singled any one of those songs I sang off of that record in a different way. And there's just like, it could have gone a million different ways. And what is cool about that is, and I mean, that's what I'm going to do with this next one. I mean, every song off this next record will be able to be a single if I wanted it to be. But what's cool with doing that is I really give it up to the fans at that point, and I give it up to the listener, because, you know, I believe in all the songs, and there are songs that I think, but, you know, when we wrote You Look Like You Love Me, I didn't think that song was ever going to leave my audio recordings. It was a joke. And then fast forward to Writing Work for the Win. Like, I thought about that song, but it wasn't like one of the top songs in my brain that I was excited for. I was excited for Better Be Tough. And I thought Love You Tonight was like the one that me and my team were like, man, like, Girl Who Drank Wine was another one I thought was going to just hit and go off, which we wrote Girl You Drink Wine and Work for the Win on the Sam Writers Retreat, actually. But yeah, that's just nuts when you give it to the fans and kind of just like put a record of songs that all, I love all of them, and just let them take it and the listener take it. Crazy to see what Work for the Win. Like, I did not expect people to grab onto this song the way that they have. And I love how many people I see covering it and wanting to sing it and like making it their own. I've seen a lot of covers of it already. And I think that's one really incredible thing about music is like that song, you could produce it a million different ways. And just to see everyone's variation of like my song is super cool.
Yeah, that's gotta be the best feeling in the world.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You mentioned a little bit about this new music and what you're trying to do with the next record. Has it taken a shape yet? Or do you feel like you know what you want to say with these new songs? What can you say about
that? Yeah, I know what I want to say all the time is the problem.
Good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. But this next record, and I've known the title for it. I actually got the title for it. Well, it was like 100% concreted. This is the title for the next record. The day we shot the music video for You Look Like You Love Me. I can't tell you the title yet, sorry, but
that's okay.
it's definitely taking shape, and it's like, I know exactly what I want in it and how it sounds. And I just have such a clear vision on this record. I mean, it definitely like Hungover felt like a little bit of me figuring it out, like, you know, picking my favorite songs and then creating a concept around it. And this time I have a concept and I'm writing towards that concept. And, but still letting songs that need to be written come out of, you know, and then I'm just kind of picking the best ones out of that. But there's, I mean, this record, I understand when people are like, I had a child, because that is how I will feel after this record comes out, because it's all I've thought about every day, all day, and I can't wait. But there are some other songs that I've written along the way that don't fit on this record, because I do have such a clear concept musically or conceptually. So there's a couple of them that are going to come out that I think there are definitely a different taste to what the record is, but a side of me that fans know and I've dabbled in before, and it's exciting. I'm excited for these.
Yay. I'm really excited for that. We're playing a couple of your other songs while we have you on the show. So I just want to have you do like quick story behind the song of Girl You're Taking Home.
So Girl You're Taking Home, I wrote with Zach Cale, John Knight, and Joy Beth Taylor. And we wrote that on the same retreat we wrote Nicotine on as well. And this story is never fun for me to tell, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's just one of those. It's just, you know, it's like, imagine that one heartbreak that got you. Like, everyone I think has that one heartbreak. You're like, I don't really want to think about that all that much. And that's just how I write my songs. You know, I just write what comes out, and that's how I work through a lot of the emotions. And so I was down on this writer's retreat with them and my girlfriend, Joy Beth Taylor. I was just so bummed out riding the whole way there. And she came in my room and we were talking about it that night. And she's like, you know what? We're going to write a song that just makes him regret it one day. We're going to get you over it with this song. And I was like, okay. And I just like rolled over in my like bed of starbursts. And the next morning she came in and she's like, I've got the title. It's called Girl, You're Taking Home. And immediately I was like, oh. And it just kind of fell out. And I really just worked through all those emotions when I was writing that song. And so it's really, I mean, just to see the people out in the crowd, that guys and girls, the amount of guys that sing this song with like all of their heart, like same, freaking same. Because it's like, it is more about the emotion, you know, and that is what I think is so cool. What I'm learning about my fan bases and what they are getting from me. It's not as much always about, you know, girl, guy, or I just think that's what's cool about music, is you can pull what emotion you want from that and just like make it for you, you know, give you words to sing when you don't have them to speak.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's such a great song. And then we're also going to play the song that you do with Cameron Marlowe, Strangers. Talk about that song.
Strangers. So I wrote that song with Will Bundy, Cameron Marlowe, and Chase McGill. Chase. He's an incredible songwriter. I had that title for a minute and I walked up to Cameron one day. We had a festival together and I was like, we need to sing a song together. He was like, okay. And I was like, well, I want us to write it together. And he said, okay. And he's just a singing son of a bitch. I mean, my God, his voice is insane. And so I knew I wanted it to be a song that like really just like pushed us to our limit. And to this, I mean, it did. I mean, that song, him and I both say it's the hardest song to sing in our set. And it's kind of one that, it's a true duet. It's really hard to do by yourself. It's not one that you can really do. It doesn't sound the same when you sing it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You need a duet partner for it to sound exactly like the song does. But yeah, the way we arrange the vocals on it and the harmonies, those are my favorite parts of producing music, is arranging all the vocal parts. And that was really fun to do on that song. And that was like one of the first times that I felt like, oh, wow, like I really enjoy doing this part of the production and everything.
That's awesome. It's such a good song too. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good show
tonight.
We'll see y'all soon. Yeah, always. Thank you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.